Now let's talk about something called the Messianic Secret. Mark 3, verses 7 to 12, shows the reaction to Jesus that is happening already in his ministry. The scene is changed from the synagogue where the man with the withered hand was healed. Now Jesus is outside, outdoors, near the Lake of Galilee, where more crowds can gather than an inside location. And that's the point of these verses. The crowds are coming, and they want healing, coming farther than ever with his reputation spreading. He's having a tough time going anywhere privately, and even his physical safety appears in jeopardy, thus the launch of the boat to get away from them. Mark subtly conveys that Jesus' influence has now exceeded John the Baptist. Yet, not all are believers who will take the next step into the discipleship. Mark refers to a huge crowd as distinct from his followers. In a large crowd, someone can be on the fence, in neutral about their faith, waiting to decide, waiting to commit, waiting to determine if this is going to interfere too much with their own plans, their own time, their life purpose, etc. But a disciple is one who is more than an onlooker, committed, dedicated, ready to follow Christ. So returning to the insane man in Gadara in Mark 3, verses 11 and 12, whenever those possessed by evil spirits caught sight of him, the spirits would throw them to the ground in front of him, shrieking, "You are the Son of God." He sternly ordered them not to make him known. So why does Jesus try to silence them? Scholars call this request the Messianic Secret. The evil spirit's recognition is accurate.